بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم I begin by praising Allah the Almighty and I ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam his family members his companions and every single individual who treads on the Prophet's path with ikhlas, with sincerity until the end of time. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, I begin by reminding myself and then all of you all gathered here for Salatul Jum'ah to adopt a life of taqwa. And that is to be conscious of Allah, conscious of your Maker. And you must do this during every single second of your lives if you wish to attain victory and success in this world as well as the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. My dear brothers in Islam, imagine the scene. A father standing at the edge of a lonely valley, his heart heavy with love, devotion and a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is none other than the great Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was chosen by Allah azza wa jal for a test of unimaginable magnitude. On that day, as the world embraced the fading light, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he holds the hand of his cherished son, a son who he was blessed with after a long period of time. For those of you who are familiar with the story, oh fathers in the crowd, I want you all, I know you might be thinking, oh yeah, story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the umpteenth time I've heard it, so perhaps I can take a nap, 15 minutes power nap, inshallah. I want you all to put yourselves in the shoes of this father. A father like you, with a son. If you have a son, think of your son. If you have a daughter, think of your daughter. Holding the hand of his beloved son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, a young boy who mirrored his father's unwavering faith, unyielding faith. Allah's command had reached Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It was a divine decree demanding the sacrifice of his beloved child. This was a test of loyalty, my dear brothers in Islam, that would penetrate the deepest chambers of his heart. Sacrifice your son. The two walked together. The silence was heavy with unspoken emotions. I want you all to think of the emotional turmoil in the heart of the father. Each step was a heavy step, echoing the conflict within his soul, the love for his son, the love for his creator, Rabbul Alameen. The love for his son, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His son Ismail walked beside his father with trust and innocence of a young boy. Finally, they reached the appointed place. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's heart was trembling, but his resolve remained unyielding. He gently laid his son down, his eyes brimming with tears that reflected both the love for his son and the submission unto his Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal. With a trembling hand, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam raises the knife, ready to carry out Allah's command, Allah's decree. But at that very moment, as the knife was about to descend, Allah Azza wa Jal describes in the Quran, it was announced unto Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. O Ibrahim, you have indeed fulfilled the vision. قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Startled, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he pauses, the blade frozen in mid-air. Allah, in His infinite mercy, had seen the depth of the devotion of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and as a reward for his unwavering faith, his obedience was accepted, his submission was accepted, and Allah Azza wa Jal provides a ram to substitute for the sacrifice. Just imagine, my dear brothers in Islam, oh fathers in the crowd, your son in front of you, knife in your hand, divine decree to sacrifice your son. And at this juncture, when the sacrifice is substituted with a ram, the fire within Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's heart was extinguished. His son was saved. And in that pivotal moment, a profound lesson unfolds before our eyes. It was a testament to the unwavering submission of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam unto Allah's will. Even in the face of the most heart-wrenching moments, heart-wrenching trials, heart-wrenching challenges, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had demonstrated the pinnacle of devotion, a willingness to sacrifice, mark my words, to sacrifice that which was most precious unto him at that juncture. All for whom? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers in Islam, this story teaches us the power of surrendering unto Allah, trusting Allah, having unwavering faith in Allah. It reminds us that Allah's commands are not always easy, but they are always laden with wisdom and mercy. Through Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's sacrifice, we learn that our greatest tests can become the catalysts, the stepping stones for our spiritual growth and the strengthening of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in the remaining few minutes that I have with you all, let us reflect on this remarkable tale, for within it lies an invitation to examine our own lives, to examine our own hearts. Are we willing? Ask yourself these questions, or this question rather. Are we willing to sacrifice our desires? Allah did not command you to sacrifice your son, my dear brother. But are you willing to sacrifice your desires? Are you willing to sacrifice your attachments? Are you willing to sacrifice materialistic possessions of this dunya? Are you willing to sacrifice worldly comforts? Are you willing to sacrifice your ego, your pride, your arrogance? Are you willing to sacrifice all of this for the sake of Allah? Can we summon the same unwavering faith of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and submit ourselves wholeheartedly to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We pray that this story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his beloved son resonates with us, igniting a flame of devotion, trust and surrender in our hearts within us. And may we draw strength from the story, from their example, and strive to embody their unwavering faith in every facet of our lives. Ameen. So a few points quickly. Point number one, and in the story also I highlighted it, the unwavering submission of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam unto the will of Allah. Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, that it is He, تبارك الذي بيده الملك, it is Allah, the one who created الموت والحياة, death and life. For what purpose? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ, to test you all, to test us. So it is a given that this life is full of tests. It's not going to be a walk in the park. It is going to be full of tests. But as believers, we draw strength from the scripture. We draw strength from the Quran. We draw strength from stories like this to help us navigate through the tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tests of Allah are not easy, but they're laden with wisdom. But it's not always easy for us to fathom and understand the wisdom behind the tests. At times, my dear brother, my dear sister, you might realize the the wisdom behind a certain test immediately. At times you might realize it down the line. And when I say down the line, I mean it can be after a few weeks. It can be after a few months. It can be after a few years. It can be whilst you are on your deathbed. May Allah bless us all with beautiful endings. Ameen. And at times, my dear brothers in Islam, you may even pass away from this world not knowing the wisdom behind the test until you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you should know that there is wisdom, there is mercy behind every single test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min." How amazing are the affairs of a believer. Why did he say this? He said this because everything is good for a believer. Every single thing. Now you might be thinking, oh, but I've been diagnosed with a terminal illness. How is this good for me? I'm on the brink of bankruptcy. How is this good for me? I just met with an accident. How is this good for me? My child has been taken away from me. How is this good for me? My spouse has been taken away from me. How is this good for me? My dear brother, my dear sister, you should know that you are grappling with one tiny pixel from the picture. I've said this before. What do we have now? I think the highest we can go is, I think we have what? 8K resolution, right? Ultra HD, LED, and you have all these technologies. You have 8K, you have an 8K image. So if it's 8K, we're talking about 8,000 odd pixels. 8,000 odd pixels. And then when it's blown up on a 75 inch or an 80 inch or a 100 inch, then you see everything so crisp. You see everything in vivid detail. The blacks are so black and everything looks crispy. So long as you have a good internet connection, everything is crispy. So I'm giving you this example because 8,000 pixels and you're seeing everything in crisp detail. But what if you have only one pixel from those 8,000 pixels? You're not going to be able to understand the whole picture. Why? Because you're grappling with one pixel. Similarly, the occurrences in your lives, you're grappling with one pixel. Allah has access to everything. But you, O slave of Allah, O subject of Allah, you are grappling with one pixel. So you can't understand, you can't even attempt to understand. When the command came unto Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, going back to the story, sacrifice your son. Did he rebel? Being such a great prophet of Allah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. And you know that he was given this son after a long wait. Do you see it in the Quran? Him rebelling against Allah, him uttering blasphemous things. You and I, we do it. Unfortunately, why? Because our faith is weak. We utter blasphemous things. We try to wage war with Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Why, Ya Allah? Why me? Why have I been diagnosed like this? Why my daughter? Why my son? Why my wife? Why my father? Why my mother? Why my business? Why? Do you ever see even one single why in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Apart from utter compliance, utter submission, this is Muslim. This is Muslim. Muslim, the word Muslim, submitting to Allah. Submission. So you see unwavering submission. Point number two, you see this sacrifice as a symbol of devotion. I told you all that this story, it invites us to examine our lives. You see, our egos often seek validation. It seeks recognition. It seeks worldly success. It seeks fame. It seeks the spotlight. Our egos thrive, right? Our egos want recognition. Our egos want applause. Our egos want fame. Leading us astray. It blurs the lines. It messes up with our priorities. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, He demonstrated humility and complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was willing to let go of his ego. In other words, to set aside his personal desires and surrender himself. He did not put his personal desires in front. His own son. Today, touch your hearts. Which one of you would sacrifice your son? Your son. Which one of you would? Which one of us would? That's a good examination. And interestingly, this season, you know, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, everything of these days is Abrahamic. It's Abrahamic. The Hajj, the pilgrimage is Abrahamic. The Udhiyah, the Qurban is Abrahamic. This season is Abrahamic. Full of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So interestingly, we're not asked to sacrifice our sons. We are asked to sacrifice an animal for the sake of Allah, to feed the poor, to feed the needy, who at times who have not eaten meat for months on end. My previous sermon at Javata, I shared a story of an individual who came across a lady who had 7 daughters, orphans, and for 6 months they had not eaten meat. 6 months. 6 months they had not eaten meat. It was a very powerful story. And you won't believe, right after the sermon, it was in the evening, a brother calls me up. I have to rush through the story because I have a few minutes. He calls me up and he says, "Sheikh, I want to share something with you." He says, "Your sermon was so, it moved me. I went home and I was telling the story to my wife and my children. My son was with me. I told him the story as well. Our maid at home, she's been with us for almost 20 years. She overheard the story, and perhaps she does not understand English. So the wife had told her the story. And she had gone on to say that she has poor relatives back at her home in the estate who have not eaten chicken for the past 1 or 2 months. So the son, the little boy, the minute he got to know of this, he said, "I have some Eid money with me from Ramadan, 5,000 rupees, I want to give it to her." So the minute he pledged this, the father, he said, "You know what, if you, my son, you're pledging this, then I am pledging 5,000 every month as well to buy chicken for their family." And then he says, "Sheikh, wallahi, in 2016 I had invested 1.5 million and that money had gone lost, in the sense I had no hope of recovery. I go and sleep in the afternoon and I wake up in the evening, I get a call that the person who had that money is going to return the money within the week." Subhanallah. Why? Because that sermon was all about giving, and when you give, you get from Allah. Manifold, manifold. So my dear brothers in Islam, unwavering submission unto Allah, sacrificing for the sake of Allah, you are going to only reap goodness at every turn. Every turn you're going to reap goodness. So therefore, spend for the sake of Allah. Sacrifice for the sake of Allah. Get closer to Allah. Use this season to get closer to Allah. Allah will definitely give you back manifold in return. With that I conclude. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our good deeds, and just as how He united us here, may He unite us in the gardens of Jannah in the companionship of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wa, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.